The world could be so mind-blowingly beautiful. Please fasten your seatbelt, because it's time for Travel Talk.
103.8 Bravo Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Bravo listeners, Travel Talk kembali hadir bersama saya Farah Tubagus selama 1 jam ke depan. Dan bagi Anda penikmat kopi, di Travel Talk kali ini saya akan mengajak Anda untuk menjelajahi seputar kopi dari sudut pandang seorang Aston Utan, seorang coffeepreneur yang juga menggemari kegiatan coffee adventure. Kesenang gak sih Aston?
Senang dong. Like, yeah. Of course.
Apa kabar Aston, and welcome to Brava. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. It's a huge pleasure to be here.
I know, right? No kidding. So what are you busy with lately?
Just, you know, coffee.
And more coffee.
Yeah.
So how's business? How's St. Ali? Is it St. Ali, or should I mention, is it more Common Grounds or?
Well, you know, that's a question that we get all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, why more than two brands or one brand gitu? Mm-hmm. Karena, we have a local brand that's already established, which is Common Grounds. Mm-hmm. Terus, we decided to partner up with a international brand from Melbourne into Jakarta as well. Mm-hmm. Purely from our point of view, Common Grounds is something like our baby. Yeah, jadi kita mulai dari nol, benar-benar even minus satu gitu. Karena sebelumnya kita udah buka kafe.
Okay.
Gitu.
Kafe di mana dulu?
Kafenya dulu di Epicentrum.
Okay.
Ya, namanya Pandava Coffee. Waktu itu ya kita iseng pengen lihat, pengen nyoba lah gitu. Mm-hmm. And this was like 2013-an ya, 2012. Jadi ya kita penasaran juga itu. Mm-hmm. Terus waktu itu tuh awal-awal specialty coffee tuh lagi mulai
keluar,
muncul gitu. Muncul, belum terlalu seru, tapi baru muncul kayak ada ini lo, ada itu lo. Jadi at that time ya kita pengen nyoba juga, and kita lumayan buta sih, if you to be honest with you, kayak we didn't know exactly what we were doing, where we were going. Cuman we wanted to know, we wanted to try, because we loved coffee.
Yeah.
We were very hooked onto the idea of specialty coffee and and all the different possibilities that you can do with coffee. Mm-hmm. And jadi kita coba gitu. Mm-hmm. Cuman after running it for 1, 2, 3 years, it didn't turn out as we expected gitu. Mm-hmm. Jadi banyak orang juga bilang, oh, because of this, because of that, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, it's a combination of everything.
Everything,
gitu.
Yeah.
Cuman after about 2, 3 years of running, kita juga kayak gimana ya, kita udah nyoba to do better and whatnot, cuman gak belum bisa balik modalnya gitu. Mau kedepannya mau gimana gitu. So it's either two options, satu stop and bubar gitu, cari another business lah gitu, or try again tapi with something new gitu, something completely brand new, start fresh, start new with basically all the learnings yang kita udah learn dari mistake kita yang ini gitu. And that is Common Grounds is born from the death of another cafe. Each time tuh people come to me or I give talks or whatever, and orang nanya, it's like, oh, how can you be successful, or how did you make a successful cafe? I always give them the truth. I'm like, oh, I failed. I messed up. You know, I made a expensive mistake, and I learned from it.
Okay.
Gitu. And then, from the first mistake, I don't make it in the second one.
Okay.
Gitu. Jadi, nothing's perfect.
It was an expensive learning experience.
It was
to
a learning
where
experience.
Where you are right now.
Exactly. Yeah. I think while people are young, while kids are young, make all the mistakes you can. You know. In business, right?
Just in business, Brava listeners, okay? But why coffee? What started you off with? I mean, there's so many other options out there.
Yeah, true. To be honest with you, Hara, aku juga awalnya after studying in the United States, a business degree, pulang juga belum tahu mau apa sih.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I'm guessing most people juga gitu sih. Yes. Ya. Maksudnya they didn't really know what the hell they wanted to do. Calling mereka apa, especially like, you know, being a I guess a millennial, you know, it's more about purpose, right?
Yeah.
Right? For the first 10 years after that, then it's a different story, millennials. Tapi kayak, you really want to find out, you know, what you love doing or where you belong in this world, gitu. And it took me like maybe 6 or 7 years to really find that passion, gitu. The first year or so, I was doing contractor work, gitu. And then the next 4 years, I was doing fast-moving consumer goods.
Okay.
So I basically, during those times, there was a lot of confusion, but a lot of learning, gitu, on something yang maybe wasn't my passion, but I was still looking for what it was. Cuman, tetap gua kerja and belajar, gitu.
Yeah.
And then eventually down the road, somewhere in between there, too, one of my very good friends from college, whose family has actually been in the coffee business, but in trading.
Okay.
Terus dia sempat ngajak gitu, hey, you know, let's do this together, or let's do something in this business together, because he saw that, you know, I had a knack for a bit more of a marketing experience and and whatnot. And then my mom back then juga setuju gitu, was like, oh yeah, why don't you try this? This might be a good idea. Okay. Gitu. Yeah, ya udah. And then we tried.
And here you are.
Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah.
Well, a few bumps on the road.
Right. Tapi seru sih, kayak kita bener-bener dari nol gitu ya. Terus kita made a lot of mistakes, made a lot of friends, made a lot of enemies. But yeah, kita tetap grow. And the more, what we found out about coffee was that it never stops gitu. Jadi there's always a new coffee, a new process. There's so many parts. Because most people, they see coffee tuh kayak udah di sachet gitu atau biji kopi gitu. Tapi secara vertical integration tuh kayak there's so many parts of coffee gitu. Dan itu sometimes we just see it as a cappuccino in front of us. Cuman awalnya dari mana gitu.
Then the whole history of the cappuccino.
From the supply chain to the countries and everything. Like itu kayak very interesting gitu. It's not just something yang just happened to be there or just grows on trees next door gitu. Jadi it's actually very complicated and very, very challenging. And I think that's why us as our group, my group of partners find it very interesting because of that challenge.
Okay, Bravo listeners, jangan kemana-mana, pasti kita akan lanjutkan lagi perbincangan menarik tentang coffee adventure around the world. Next talk pastinya itu ya dalam travel segment Travel Talk bersama Aston Utan, coffeepreneur. Stay tuned for Travel Talk.
There is more to explore on Travel Talk. We'll be right back after this.